The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Get into your inner feelings and thoughts here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Dave Ramsey couldn't make it, so Ken Kessler is here. Hi, Ken. Nice to have you here.
He's his replacement player.
Yeah, right, exactly. He'll be taking over the Dave Ramsey. That's the announcement. That's a big radio announcement for today. Dave Ramsey is retiring, and Ken Kessler is going to take his place.
It's not April. Come on.
Why can't we have... We could do this anytime. Any old time.
Well, then it's called a prank.
Doug at DougSteffen.com.
Right, that's it. Doug at DougSteffen.com. Email to Ken at Ken. Let's see. Do we have Dave set up yet at DougSteffen.com? Ken at
DougSteffen. Oh,
Dave's coming here? Yeah, hey, he's going to come over here.
You're swapping jobs, Ken.
Right, exactly.
Oh, I'm being traded.
Yeah, like LeBron James. Has he got a place to go yet, by the way, LeBron James?
He's more of a free agent, I think. And he's going to take his time, I think, and
really
take everything he can get.
Right, exactly. Let's get what you can get. That's the American way.
That's right.
Let's get it while you can get it.
Snatch it up.
President Barack Obama says we are better off now than we were 5 years ago. Who agrees with that?
Where?
Where? In America, I guess.
Okay.
General? We're better off. Are you better off today than you were 5 years ago? That's a conversation starter. 888-302-3684. The email address, Doug at DougSteffen.com. Oh, Kenny already gave you that. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. At Good Day Show. Right? Twitter at Good Day Show. Yes. So are you better off now than you were 5 years ago? Even though there are a lot of things that are going on in the world that don't seem to be too swell, Mr. Obama says we're better off. So you just tell me what you think. Right or wrong?
I would say financially.
I'll be with you.
Financially, I'm not making the money that I was 5 years ago.
Okay, but is it just about money?
Well, I'm just saying financially speaking. But I would say that in the 5 years, to try to make things better for myself, I've refinanced my house, which I was able to do,
right,
to a lower interest rate. So, I mean...
You think he's responsible for that? He and his administration?
I don't know, but if I'm going to hold him responsible for all of my financial well-being, then I would have to hold him responsible for that as well.
I'm not holding him responsible. I'm responsible for my financial well-being. It isn't any easier with him, however, being president and the administration. You give the president too much credit. Even though the president sets the tone, the people around him, it's the same with congressmen and senators. We give them all the credit, but you know as well as I do, the staff does all the work. And the same thing is true in the presidency. Look, he's been gone. He's out and about summertime. Let's take a trip here. Let's go there. Let's have a little fun. That's cool. The people back in the trenches are the ones who are actually making the decisions, that are actually getting things done or not, and are setting the tone. So you think that Obama sat around and came up with all these ideas for the border? This is my plan. I always love it when his support staff. The president's plan... The president didn't come up with that stuff.
He's golfing.
People are, yeah, what do you think? This guy, and it isn't just this guy, it's any guy. George Bush took more time off, didn't he, than any other, although you get a lot of people saying, well, look at Obama's going to Hawaii again. George Bush took more time off than any president that one can remember.
And he didn't go far, though.
He didn't go far, no, he didn't.
He went to Texas.
That's it. But... I'm just saying, as far as time off and being focused on the job, Bill Clinton was actually the guy who spent more time in the office or at work, mostly because he didn't want to take a vacation with his wife, so he stayed and worked away. But the thing
that always, he was integral in their intern program, Doug.
What bothers me about these politicians who do spend time on the job, when Clinton used to say, I'm working so hard for you, I'm working. I don't do a good Clinton. I'm not a good impressionist. You want to try it, Ken? How are you with Richie's better with
that.
Yeah? No, okay. Anyway.
Rich has a gift for that.
He does, right. So, anyway, we have things better, yes or no? 888-302-3684. Not better for former New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin.
No.
He's going to the slammer for, what, 10 years?
10 years. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve this, but you know what's hard for me? Is that I used to know Ray Nagin. He was in cable for so long before he was the mayor of New Orleans.
During what?
He was a general manager for Cox Cable in that area.
Really?
Yeah. So it's very, I mean, as much as I think that he probably did what they're accusing him
of. Where did he learn how to be a crook?
I don't know. Imagine that.
He's a crook.
I used to get lots of freebies in the cable industry.
Really?
when times were good, yeah.
The reason he became a household name is because he was the mayor of New Orleans during the Katrina mess.
Yep.
And he made more of a mess of it and took advantage of his position as the mayor to get even more for himself. And that's what he got caught doing. And he wasn't even smart about it. I don't know what your impression of my impression was, that he wasn't very smart to begin with. He never came across as being really
stupid.
Very intelligent.
I think that there's here's the thing. When you come from another place, when you come from another place in life, and I'm not making excuses for anybody, but you come from, let's just say, an industry like cable, where people will give you, you know, $10,000 trips to Antigua to take their network, or they'll give you trips to the Final Four to take their network. I mean, people in cable, this is standard. I mean, not so much anymore because there's just less money there. But during the time that he was around, the 80s, the early 90s, people would just give you everything so that you would take their stuff, their networks. Mm. And you go into a job like politics and somebody says, hey, you picked me to do this construction job, I'm going to give you XYZ. That doesn't necessarily seem foreign to you. Does it work in the political world? No, no, no. But where he was from, that worked.
Yeah, that's
what
it was. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't think, I can't say he's stupid, or I think it was what he was used to.
3 years after the savage beating at the hands of Los Angeles fans at Dodger Stadium, remember that story? Brian Stowe was his name. Got $14 million. Jury found the team was negligent, in part, anyway. For one juror, the award to this fellow is now, and by the way, he's got brain damage. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
The juror says this sends a clear message. Is what?
It's pretty severe. I mean, this is not like just a little bit of brain damage.
So what happened, you're the Angelian who loves the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. This is pretty despicable. And by the way, this was when I lost whatever interest I had in the Dodgers, this kind of stuff.
Frank McCourt was, when the McCourts owned the Dodgers, mm-hmm. Frank and his wife Jamie started going through a divorce towards the end of their run with the Dodgers. And there were thoughts that they had made a lot of cuts to save a lot of money to, you know, toss it wherever they were when they were splitting up. And one of the criticisms was that there just wasn't enough police protection in the stadium. And sadly, when you go to a sporting event, especially against a team that's a rival like the Giants and the Dodgers, I mean, that's probably our number one rival. Mm. People do a lot of smack talking in the stands. And so Brian Stowe was a Giants fan and had gotten into a verbal altercation with some Dodger fans in the stands. And then when he left wearing his Giants gear and saw them again outside, they started smack talking a little bit more. And the Dodger fans, there were more of them, ganged up on Brian Stowe and essentially kicked his head in.
Yeah.
And there wasn't anybody there to really pull them apart or do anything about it.
So what's happened to the guys who perpetrated the crime?
It took them forever to find them. And there was the people that were arrested that weren't the actual ones. It was like a witch hunt.
Yeah.
They found them. They're in jail. But
what are they going to get for punishment?
I don't know. I think it was years. I mean, it was probably like 3, 4, 5 years, if I remember. But is $14 million enough to trade for your life? I mean, $14 million seems like a lot of money to me.
Well, the jurors said that he suffered $18 million in damages.
Right.
In the form of lost earnings, medical expenses, pain and suffering.
I would imagine that $14 million would cover his medical expenses. I know for a fact that my aunt, when she was in Cedars-Sinai for like, you know, a month.
But the guy's life is ruined.
I know. She got hospital bills for $1.5 million. This guy was in the hospital for a year on life support devices, really. So I thought he was going to get a lot more. And I really thought that they were going to hold McCourt responsible.
Mm. Well, The Dodgers
because they made an effort to cut down on that. Yeah. As soon as this happened, you can't. I mean, you can't turn around or scratch your rear end without running into a police officer anymore.
Really?
Oh yeah, they're all over.
And the police officer, will they help you?
They might help you scratch your rear end, Ducky.
Really? Okay. 888-302-3684. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. John Wayne in the news next here on Good Day.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing. The fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a special savings book with more than $4,500 in extra savings. Find more of what you need for summer entertaining, like Lipton iced tea, Doritos, and Nestle drumsticks, all at amazing savings. Come into Sam's Club today to get your savings book with more than $4,500 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do?
Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Wow. GEICO's been saving people money for over 75 years?
75 years? Fancy that.
My dearest wife, do you possess knowledge about GEICO, making it feasible for society to spend less capital on automobile insurance for over three quarters of a century?
Why are you talking like that?
You said fancy that, so I was just fancying it.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
All right, let's get to the John Wayne story. The heirs of Mr. Wayne's estate taking Duke University to court to assert the family's right to market bottles of bourbon branded with the nickname Duke. Federal lawsuit is the latest salvo, long-running legal duel between Duke University and the John Wayne Enterprises. Commercial products featuring his name. The moniker was used ever since he was a child. As a matter of fact, he adopted the name of his family dog. That's where the Duke came from. Lawyers for the university say allowing the Wayne estate to use the name could cause confusion and diminish, dilute, and tarnish the value of Duke University.
Please.
Really? Huh?
But now having your lacrosse team accused of rape. It diminishes the value of the
team. That's true.
Right, yeah, okay. So I think we pretty much took care of that pretty handily. 21 at the hour on Good Day.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Summertime. Soaking up the sun is what the summertime is all about, where living is easy, right? Don't worry about anything. Go to the soccer games. I was looking at a pictorial of all of the beautiful girlfriends the soccer superstars have. Is it any different than the Michelle Bunchton or whatever her name is?
Giselle.
Giselle, her
Giselle too. Bunchton
and
Tom Brady.
Brady. Yeah. They're building a, let's see, what is it, about a 15,000-square-foot house in Brookline, Massachusetts.
Hmm. You going to go over for dinner? Is that close by for you?
If I get invited, I might come over. I could bring some Beasley Farm ice cream with me.
I don't know if they eat ice cream.
You don't think they have ice cream? They
I don't think that anything passes those lips.
Really? Yeah, she's way too skinny. All right, let's get the skinny on the late night comedians and the fun they had last night, at least as far as Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, and Seth Meyers going through some of the things in their monologue.
I just saw that Secretary of State John Kerry visited the Great Wall of China yesterday while I was in the country for economic talks. Yep. Even the wall was like, this guy goes on forever.
Here's something. We have to think about the small things in life. And when we don't. We're so fortunate in this country. We have everything. We have things we need, things we don't need, things we don't know about that we need, things that we don't need that we do know about. It's an amazing country. It's an abundance of stuff. Listen to this. Kitty litter. Right? Do you think about kitty litter? No. Well, the man who invented kitty litter, happy birthday. It's his Ed Lowe. Happy birthday to Ed Lowe. Here's what I admire about Ed Lowe. Here was a guy that was thinking inside the box.
This is crazy. On July 4th, police in a Washington town were forced to kill a loose cow after it tossed a police officer in the air. I guess when cows get bored, they go cop tipping.
Is that true, Dougie? Do they go cop tipping?
That wasn't funny. That just shows you the violence. That's the police shoot first and ask questions later. Like, more dogs have been shot in the last year and a half. Do you remember we talked about that a week or so ago? How the police are very prone now. If you got a dog in your car or something,
And they want to make a point, they'll accuse you of having a dog that's out of control and shoot the dog.
Well, now you're just killing my buzz.
No, I'm sorry, but I didn't find it amusing. I don't find it amusing at all. Some of the police are way too aggressive and way too violent. So there. Wendy Williams gives her take on the return of Rosie O'Donnell to The View on her program yesterday.
What I hoped would happen, happened. Rosie O'Donnell is in deep, deep negotiations. She's about to sign to return to The View. But before she signs, she's put in a list of demands, and I like her demands. Well, let me tell you, it's easy. She wants final approval of her co-hosts. That's boss, yes. You know, and she doesn't want any reality stars.
Yes,
good. I never met Rosie O'Donnell before, but, you know, I used to like her when she had her Rosie O'Donnell show. I didn't like that show that she had on OWN so much. Apparently you didn't either, because it only lasted for like 2 weeks. But, you know, on The View, as The View goes, being on the panel, she's spicy. But they need to hire co-hosts that are spicy, too, because Whoopi is not going to argue back and forth with Rosie. See, Whoopi is smart and very entertaining. You could put the TV on mute and look at her just throw shade upon shade. Whoopi will be like this, at the table, and everybody's talking, and all of a sudden she doesn't like something. She's not going to argue with you. She'll be like...
Uh-huh. All right, so Wendy Williams' comments, we like them here on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry and Jonathan Alter. Coming right up, what are your thoughts about how the Presbyterian denomination voted to boycott Israel?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and Alter. The Presbyterians have become the first Christian denomination to support the boycott of Israel. Why did they pick sides, especially this side? In the Middle East?
I think it's disgusting. I was raised a Presbyterian, and I'm ashamed of what an element of the Presbyterian Church has done here. As the Prime Minister points out, Israel is by far the most decently governed country in the Middle East, but unfortunately this is an effort that is gaining steam, and it's all about delegitimizing Israel.
Jonathan, what's your view of the threat of the boycott movement in general and what the Presbyterians did in particular?
Well, first, I totally agree with Rich, even though I've been critical of Netanyahu on all sorts of things and critical of the occupation of the West Bank. There is an element, to say it, there's an element of anti-Semitism that you can find in this. Not that everybody who voted for that resolution is an anti-Semite, but if you are so blind to the basic reality of the Middle East, where, as Netanyahu indicated, Christians are being persecuted in a lot of these Arab countries, and it's fine to do business with them, but not with Israel. As to whether it's gaining steam or not, I'm afraid that it is. And that this is something that Israel is going to have to learn to deal with.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry and Jonathan Alter.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, focusing on what's going on. That's happening.
That's happening.
That's happening. Officials acknowledging, Jennifer, being overwhelmed by the tens of thousands of children fleeing drug violence in Central America, lured to America by rumors that they can stay. It's our fault that they're coming here. We've been successful. They can stay. Where'd the rumors come from? Although Ken had an excellent overview of why they were leaving yesterday. The turmoil that is in Guatemala, El Salvador, some of the other. I don't know if there are any other countries that are as badly managed. And I drew a conclusion earlier, a couple of hours ago, in that conversation. I have an in-depth conversation about some of the issues of the day. And I sort of focused in, Kenny, on not only what's going on in Central America, but think about the turmoil in terms of how governments are running countries all around the world. Look at the turmoil in the Middle East. There is turmoil in Asia. There's turmoil in Africa. So, and I don't know if there's any in South America. I don't sense that there is. But there's so much turmoil. And we're not happy at all in our country. We're not happy at all with our government. We're not to the point of doing things or being as they are in Guatemala and El Salvador. But the guys, and it's mostly guys, there are some women, but not many, who are involved in all this, disturbing and disrupting things here, there, and everywhere. Where are they getting all of the ammunition? Where are they getting all of the money? Where are they getting the guns and the armament that they're using to disrupt these countries? And if there are any kind of, any number of theories, but one thing is not a theory that is true, is that these people, for the most part, are all being funded by drug money. No matter where there is a problem, no matter what the source of the problem, no matter who's causing the problem, they are funded by your drug usage. Now, do we dig down into Colorado and Washington? Can we go that far with the theory that the legalization of the use of marijuana
leads to, a lot of people who don't like marijuana say that it's the gateway to other drugs.
The gateway drug, sure.
Right. So if that's the case, you can make a case for a discussion or an accusation that that there's some sort of collaboration here between those, and I'm sure that there aren't people connecting the dots. Well, I mean, I'm connecting the dots, so am I a genius, or is this, or am I crazy, or what? What? When you get down to brass tacks here, the disruption of many areas in the world that are upside down, if not all of them, is a result of drug usage. And are we furthering that by legalizing marijuana usage?
Well, you know what I think is that
I don't know what you think, but I'd like to know what you think.
I don't think that people actually think of marijuana as a drug anymore. I think we've done, or
well,
our country's
done. What they think
done,
and
or,
what the facts are they two different things? But is
like
marijuana
said,
a gateway a drug or not?
I think if you ask most people out there, they're not going to say it's a gateway drug. A lot of people will say, nope, I don't do any drugs. Oh, but I smoke marijuana. I don't even think, I mean, I think there's that disconnect that marijuana is even a drug, an illegal drug at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I think most people just think of it as an option to alcohol.
Yeah, and is alcohol a gateway drug? How's alcohol different in a sense? I know a lot of people who are addicted to alcohol get addicted to other things as well.
Well, I think if you have an addictive personality, I mean, there's something out there for every addiction.
Okay, so
addictive
then,
personality.
But are we, by the virtue of what we're saying here, are we the ones, or is it America has more illicit drug usage than any other country? Plenty of illicit drug usage in Europe, for sure. I don't know anything about South America. Do a lot of people in South America use a lot of drugs?
I think where there are people, there is drug usage.
All right. So then we are doomed. Is that it?
Well, I don't know if we're doomed, but I think it's the fact that we've been started dealing with.
Look at the domino effect of all of this. The United States of America is faced with being overrun by all these children, which seems to be something that just, hello, you just woke up to it. It's been going on for a long time. But as usual, the news media is asleep, and politicians don't want to tell you what's really going on. This has been a problem, but it's exacerbated, Kenny, by what you say is the violence. You say you did the research. I'm not saying you say it, but you said that there was so much violence in these countries that the children are being sent by their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
I mean, we had a caller yesterday who said that people are being taken off of school buses.
Yeah,
right.
So
by the gangs.
You started to say something.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, as far as the drugs go, if you look back to Prohibition, when alcohol was illegal, it was the criminals that had it, and crime soared.
Mm-hmm.
But that they all had to find something else to do when Prohibition ended and alcohol was legal again. And I think that will be the same thing that happens when drugs get decriminalized. There's going to be no reason to pay the outrageous sums of money to criminals for them when you can go to your CVS and get it.
Now, are you an advocate then for legalizing all types of drugs or just...
I don't know, all types of drugs, because I think there would have to be restrictions on some, because some are dangerous. And there are plenty that, and I'm certainly not an authority, there are plenty I know nothing about. But I think a lot of the recreational drugs should be legal.
Yeah, I think that there is much to be gained by that. So what say you on this? We have anything posted at Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day, Kenny. What are the issues that seem to be on people's minds other than, I'm sure, a number of people who want to comment on wrestling with the bull? We posted on Facebook yesterday, and it was our video of the day. A couple of guys on the farm chasing a bull down, and Richie edited it, and the theme for Bonanza seemed to fit in well there. I'm sure there are comments on that. You can lay on us what you think are the most valuable comments from the last 24 hours.
Most of the comments are about the problem with immigration.
Mm-hmm.
Tom says we need to enforce the laws on the books, secure the border with the National Guard, and deport every illegal alien, no matter their age or how long they've been in this country.
Well,
the U.S. should not reward lawbreakers.
No, that's very true, and I'm with you 100%. But there isn't the starch, the will, or the means to do it. It's not going to happen. This country is going to be overrun by people who are here to, they say, take advantage of it. Or no, sorry. They're here because it's a good place to come, and we'll let them come, so some say. And we actually, they're right, because we haven't done anything to send all these people home. We're trying to figure out a way to get them in so that they can vote for whoever it is that they want to vote for, and we all know who those people are. So it's a damning circumstance, frankly. All right, what other comments, Kenny?
Leif says, I think we need to keep them here and put them to work, building a wall on our border.
Yeah,
nonsense. And when that's finished, send them home.
Yeah.
That's wow, that's rough.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen because
no.
We're not going to build a fence. The fence
could
is
you
foolish.
Imagine if we put little kids to work building a wall and then send them back, how people would react to that? It probably wouldn't go well.
Send them pictures of the coolies being brought in to work on the railroads. They were 14, 15-year-old kids when they started from China. Back in the 1870s, 1860s. What else, Kenny?
Heather says we just need to take over Mexico.
I think there's not much. I think there's not much wrong with that. Actually,
no, I actually don't. I think that is. I think that in many of our lifetimes we'll see the United States of North America, which will include Canada and Mexico. I've thought that for years. 888-302-3684. Brandon is in Indiana. What do you think, going back to our discussion of pot, Brandon?
My comment would be that as far as pot being a gateway drug, I believe it's a gateway drug because you have to go to a drug dealer to get it. And I think that spurs some of the activity at the border because you have all the drug mules and cartels down there that are illegally bringing in marijuana. If we legalize, then we pretty much shut down their operation.
You ever use any marijuana, Brandon?
What's that?
Did you ever smoke marijuana?
A long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Didn't do anything for you?
Not really.
How long did you smoke it?
Just high school, college.
Uh-huh. Didn't open up your usage of other drugs? Or
no.
Did? No.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. So then why was it different with you than other people?
I don't know. I think some people are just influenced differently, and when you are in that environment, I think there are people that kind of come in and take advantage of some people, and they try to get them to try other things, and then they end up getting hooked on something that's extremely, addictive and bad for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think there's some of that. Okay, good. Thank you for your input. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Summertime. And clearance time at Chamonix. Now, I don't know that, honestly, anybody cares who Chamonix is. Chamonix is a company in our country that develops and sells various types of supplement material. These people are in the supplement business, the health business. And they have created any number of products that I've been talking about for a number of years. Had them as part of the overall gang here. One of the products that is superb because it does what it says it's going to do is a product called Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus. That name pretty much says it all because what this amino acid does, the arginine that's in Heart Factors Plus, the main ingredient, there are 8 or 9 other ingredients in it, it widens your arteries. So that you can maintain normal blood pressure. If you don't have a normal blood pressure number, then get on to this, and it brings the numbers down. Doctors everywhere are discovering that new arginine benefits are presenting themselves. Matter of fact, some recent research shows that along with blood pressure, arginine restores the elasticity of your arteries. And so that's one of the reasons that the blood flow continues to be better. Blood flowing to your muscles, to your brain, to your heart. There are fantastic antioxidants also, part of the heart healthy ingredients in Heart Factors Plus. No wonder this is the best-selling supplement this company has ever distributed. So you want to order Heart Factors Plus, get in on the health Call 800-577-8560. That's 800-577-8560. And when you mention Doug Steffen, you'll get not only a 3-month supply of Heart Factors Plus, but you'll get a free 3-month supply of the new CoQ10 and fish oil combination that they have at Chamonix. It's free with your order. 2 for the price of 1. Crazy deal. Good deal. It's summertime. Try Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. You'll be thanking me, but more importantly, you'll see the amazing results pretty quickly. 800-577-8560.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing the fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
One Chicago program is a model for this nation. Get in Chicago is an innovative $50 million public-private initiative to combat juvenile violence in Chicago neighborhoods hit by poverty and violence. It focuses on cognitive behavioral therapy, mentoring, and parent engagement. Isaiah Thomas, NBA legend and philanthropist, knows firsthand about beating the odds.
I grew up on Chicago's west side. That is why I am a big fan of Get In Chicago, designed to help kids understand their self-worth.
Dr. Tony Irving, award-winning advocate of juvenile justice reform and champion of urban policy, is executive director of Get In Chicago.
Historically, there's been very little attention to outcomes or success measures. We're partnering with the best academic minds to measure results and understand what's working. Ultimately, we hope to present a model not just for Chicago, but hard-hit neighborhoods nationwide.
There's more at getinchicago.org or hashtag getinchicago.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance costs. For cost information, equalizing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
The Doug Steffen and Good Day program, continuation of the conversation about pot, whether or not it's a gateway drug, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ken's in Montana. Hi, welcome to Good Day, Ken.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. What do you think?
Well, you know, I heard you earlier saying that, you know, that the price of pot would go down. It's actually more expensive legal than it is illegal.
Really?
So it makes you, so it makes you wonder, you know, who are the criminals making the money now?
Yeah, you got all the taxing.
It's all going to the taxes, exactly.
Well, but isn't that appropriate? Shouldn't it be taxed? I've said that. I maintain that all along.
I do.
Tax the heck out of it.
But it is actually more expensive now than when it was illegal.
Yeah.
But you can buy like about an ounce for, it's about $280.
How do you know that?
Well, I've been smoking pot since I was 14 years old.
And you still are?
I'm 43 now. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Is it a gateway drug? Has it brought
not
you to other
all.
Things? No.
I tried cocaine once and went, oh my god, that's just too good. You can't, you know, nobody should be able to do that stuff. But no, that's it.
Really?
It's too good.
Too good.
Yeah.
Do you friends in your circle feel the same way? They use pot the way you do?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, it's pretty much been a way of life for me since about that age, and for many of it, it's you know, it really is.
All right, got it. Ken, thank you. Appreciate your input. 51 after on Good Day.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Morning, peers. Well, actually, there's no peerage to this program. We are in a class by ourselves. You knew that, Jennifer, right?
Yes. This is the Saturday afternoon detention class.
Really? Do you have to have detention? You went to Catholic school. You had detention class on Saturday?
Some people did. I never got detention, Dougie.
When I was a teacher, I gave detentions all the time.
I was a good girl.
I did. Well, guys, yeah. All right, anyway, let's get to Tech Talk time. It's Shelley Palmer's visit with us every day that gets us thinking and then into some other realm of technology. Shelley today is going to talk with you about a new offering from Ouya. Ouya. Is that how you pronounce
it? Yeah.
Ouya? How do you pronounce that, Kenny? Ouya.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
Ouya. Is that like booyah? What's that like? Booyah, ooyah. All right, I'm being silly. This is a Kickstarter-funded video game console, right? Is that what Ouya is? I never heard of it before. So let's enlighten ourselves by listening to Shelley in a moment here on Good Day.
Introducing the Firestone Grocery Getter. With her new set of Firestone tires, she can't wait to run out of milk. Now she's taking legendary performance straight to soccer practice. With a ride so quiet, you can hear your teenage daughter whispering about you all the way in the back row. When you make your car a Firestone, it's not just a minivan, it's mini-fantastic. So whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body, and new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you're one of the early adopters of Ouya, your video game library just got a lot bigger. Ouya, the video game console that got over 8 million from Kickstarter 2 years ago, just launched a program called Ouya All Access that gives you access to its entire 800-game library for $60 a year. The program doesn't include games that make their money off of microtransactions. Think of games like Candy Crush that give you 5 extra lives for 99 cents. But every other title in the Ouya library is fair game. The new program comes at a pivotal time for Ouya, right after Google's I.O. conference where Google announced the Android TV and video game microconsoles designed by Razer and Asus. Google's new products won't strike fear in the hearts of Microsoft's Xbox One or Sony's PlayStation 4, but they're direct competition to Ouya. This new program is only in its pilot stage right now and may not stick around, so if you want to unlock Ouya's entire library for $60, you better act fast. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Hotel doors are for privacy. They're also the best way to get inside your room. The twin beds in hotels aren't special made beds for twins. When you spend less on a hotel room, you still get to use the entire hotel room.
Get up to 40% off hotels during the summer sale. Hurry and book by August 4th for travel by August 18th. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, the British website Mail Online apologizing, Jennifer, to George Clooney for alleging that his fiancée's mother opposed their marriage on religious grounds.
You think those big scary lawyers made him apologize? I think so.
The lady that he's marrying, Amal Al-Mudin, is that how you pronounce her name? Al-Mudin?
Something like that.
You'd have for dessert.
We just call her the other woman.
Came from Beirut, Lebanon. Her father belongs to a Druze family. The Druze are adherents to a religion that's mainly practiced in Lebanon, Syria, Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the family friends were upset.
They're not accepting of outsiders. That's what it's
right, exactly.
Said in the description of the religion.
Right. But somebody like, they'd make an exception for George Clooney, wouldn't they?
You think?
Uh-huh.
Cha-ching! Good idea.
Well, she's got cha-ching, too, doesn't she? Not maybe as much as he does.
I'm thinking not as much as his cha-ching.
Clooney called the story completely fabricated.
Everybody loves me. Haven't you gotten the memo? Everybody.
Yeah. Everybody.
Even the Druze.
Loves
Druzies.
A lover.
And the drones.
Everybody.
They all love me.
Drones and Druzes. Let's see, that's how they... Druzes and drones go together like love and marriage. Yes, no?
Maybe. Mornings on 107.9.
59 after on Good Day.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.